AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The wildfires around Los Angeles have killed at least 10 people. More than 10,000 homes and other structures have burned. People who haven't evacuated in the fire areas are being told to do it now. A new fire has started in the San Fernando Valley, and it is growing quickly. For those who have lost their homes,
I watched this house burn down live on the news. While I was at work,
Bridget Berg in Altadena returned to find her house a burned out shell. She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator, which was insane. That's our stove, actually. I didn't even see that. Our stove and our hood.
Steve Guttenberg is among the celebrities who live in the fire area. His house in Pacific Palisades was spared.
The truth is, the industry, they're just regular, we're everyone's regular person, you know? So everybody's going to do what regular people do, you know, help each other, see what we can do to emotionally help each other, give each other food and water.
The Pacific Palisades fire is the biggest of them all. A powerful winter storm that dumped heavy snow and glazed roads with ice across Texas and Oklahoma has lumbered eastward into the south in areas like Arkansas. President-elect Donald Trump faces sentencing today for his New York hush money conviction after the Supreme Court refused to intervene. With Trump 10 days from inauguration, Judge Juan Merchan indicated he plans no penalty sentence, called for an unconditional discharge, and prosecutors aren't opposing it. Mitch Jeter kicked a 41-yard field goal late to lift Notre Dame over Penn State 27-24 in the Orange Bowl college football playoff game. Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard had faith in Jeter.
We all knew the kick was going to go in. The kid's just got ice in his veins. Like,
Notre Dame's opponent will be the winner of tonight's Texas-Ohio State semifinal at the Cotton Bowl. This is AP News. The Biden administration succeeded in temporarily blocking a plea deal for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
It would spare him the risk of the death penalty for Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The decision by a three-judge panel of the District of Columbia Federal Appeals Courts grants an unusual request by the government to postpone a deal reached by the Defense Department. It was a last-ditch government request to prevent Mohammed from entering a guilty plea in Guantanamo Bay with family members of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed in Al-Qaeda's September 11th attacks already there to hear it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Several weather monitoring agencies say Earth recorded its hottest year ever in 2024. With such a big jump, the planet temporarily passed a major climate threshold. It easily passed 2023's record heat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.